Welcome to today's lesson, everyone. My name's Brian.
And I'm Polly.
I was listening to some good music earlier, and it looks like today's lesson is all about music.
Yeah.
Specifically, the singer Avril Lavigne. Do you like her music, Polly?
Well, I used to listen to her first two albums a lot back in high school days, but I'm not too familiar with her new music.
Well, I remember her song Skater Boy from when I was in college. That song was everywhere. You heard it no matter where you went.
Yeah, that song was a huge single from her debut album, Let Go, released in 2002. And the song was very popular all over the world.
I think her music was especially popular with younger people.
Yeah.
And girls, of course, and I can see why. She had a style and image that was a little different than other singers from that time.
That's right. When she first came out, her dressing and singing style really made her stand out. And I think that's why a lot of people started to notice her.
Well, today's lesson will probably bring back some memories to people who used to listen to her music.
Right?
For those who didn't, I think they'll learn a little bit about why Avril Lavigne is so famous. Let's take a closer look, shall we?
Okay, let's go.
Reading.
Avril Lavigne conquers the music scene.
Canadian pop singer Avril Lavigne is famous for her tomboy fashion and thick eyeliner, but she prefers to put her music ahead of her image. Fans have rewarded her focus on singing and songwriting by making her one of the most popular musicians in the world. Ever since the release of her first collection of songs in 2002, called Let Go, she has sold over 30 million albums worldwide. Although Lavigne is a pop star, she aims to be unique from other sweetheart or cookie-cutter pop singers. She sings from the heart, saying exactly what she feels. Her first hit song, Complicated, expresses how emotions can be hard to deal with. Teens love listening to Lavigne because she sings exactly what they are thinking. From the very beginning of her professional career, Lavigne has received many honors and awards, including 8 Grammy nominations. In the last decade, she has topped the charts in many countries and conquered the music world. She has accomplished all this by following a simple principle: always be true to yourself.
Avril Lavigne is known all over the world for her pop rock music, especially from when she first arrived on the music scene.
That's right. The article tells us, Canadian pop singer Avril Lavigne is famous for her tomboy fashion and thick eyeliner, but she prefers to put her music ahead of her image. We see an interesting adjective here, tomboy, tomboy. We usually use this word to describe a girl who acts or dresses in a boyish way. Boyish 就是男孩子气的，所以如果我们形容一个女生 tomboy 的话，就表示她的行为举止或者打扮比较像男生。那另外我们还看到一个字 eyeliner， 其实意思非常好猜 ，line 就是线嘛，所以呢 eyeliner 就是眼线笔，或者在这边它直接当做眼线。所以呢，艾薇儿常常画浓浓的烟熏妆，我们这边用的是 thick eyeliner 来表示她的眼线很重。另外再补充烟熏的眼妆，我们还可以说是 smoky eye， smoky eye。 Okay, but she puts her music ahead of her image means that she puts more emphasis on her music than her image.
It sounds like her fans definitely appreciate this approach. The article says, fans have rewarded her focus on singing and songwriting by making her one of the most popular musicians in the world. Let's see, we saw the word reward in there. R-E-W-A-R-D, reward, is a verb that means you give something to someone for doing a good job. In this case, Avril's fans have rewarded her by continuing to listen to her music.
Yeah, okay, reward. 当动词呢有奖赏的意思。For example, I can say, the winner of the competition will be rewarded a fancy meal. 另外我们看到呢 songwriting 这个字它其实一点都不难哦。写歌的话呢我们就叫做 write songs, 所以把它结合起来变成这个名词 songwriting, 就是歌曲或者词曲创作。For example, Avril actually, she movedto New York by herself when she was young to improve her songwriting skills.
Avril Lavigne must be great at songwriting then, because she sold a lot of albums. The article says, ever since the release of her first collection of songs in 2002, called Let Go, she has sold over 30 million albums worldwide. Worldwide, 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 is an adverb that describes something that happens everywhere in the world. So that means from America to Europe, Asia, and elsewhere, people know about Avril's music.
Yeah, and Avril might be popular these days, but that doesn't mean she wants to be like other singers. The article says, although Lavigne is a pop star, she aims to be unique from other sweetheart or cookie-cutter pop singers. Okay, there's a few different things to look at in the sentence. Unique, U-N-I-Q-U-E, unique. Unique 这个形容词表示独一无二的,特别的。Okay, if something is unique, it's not like anything else. So Avril wants to be different or unique than any other pop singer working today. Brian, what does cookie-cutter mean? Does that have to do with baking?
Sort of. Cookie cutter is a phrase we use to say something is exactly like many other things. So when you're baking and making cookies, sometimes you'll have a little metal cutter and you'll cut out the same shape. So every cookie that you make looks exactly the same.
Okay, 所以这个词非常有趣哦。Cookie cutter 就是我们做饼干的时候呢帮饼干塑形的那种模型。所以只要按照那个东西做出来饼干都会长一样。所以我们用这个片语就是非常生动的来形容那些千篇一律的陈腔滥调的东西。And we also saw the phrase aim to in that sentence. What does this phrase mean, aim to?
When you aim to do something, it means you are directed at completing a certain goal. In Avril's case, she aims to be different than other pop singers. That phrase is also our shortcut for you, so let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
What time do you think you arrive at the party?
I aim to get there around 8:30.
Ooh, whatever you're aiming, don't point at me.
Actually, if you aim to do something, you intend to do something.
I get it. Aim to means 计划打算 Thanks for that, I aim to learn as many English phrases as possible.
That's a good aim.When do you aim to be at the party?
I aim to be there at about 8.
Okay, I'll see you there. Bye.
Bye.
好的，所以 aim to 一般是指计划或者打算，那它也可以衍生成朝什么目标发展，立志要做什么事情这样的意思。例如 ,My brother aims to become a successful director.
Polly, we found out some about how Avril wants to be different. But what about her music? What does she sing about?
Okay, Avril often uses her own life experiences in her songs. The article tells us she sings from the heart, saying exactly what she feels. Her first hit song, Complicated, expresses how emotions can be hard to deal with.Teens love listening to Lavigne because she sings exactly what they're thinking.
Okay, we saw the word express in there. E-X-P-R-E-S-S, express, is a verb that means we tell or show what we are feeling by using words, actions, or looks.
Express 是表达、传述。For example, words can't fully express my gratitude for all your kindness. 那我们还看到 emotion 这个字表示情绪，注意它是可数的。For example, I can say, the result of the game has left the team with mixed emotions.
Avril uses her music to sing about how emotions can be difficult to deal with and expresses her own opinions about that issue. All of this means that Avril has found some success in the music world. The article says, from the very beginning of her professional career, Levine has received many honors and awards, including 8 Grammy nominations. Now, we saw the word career, C-A-R-E-E-R, career, is a noun that describes a job that you have been trained for and do for a long period of time. So, being a doctor is a career, but say, working at a bookstore probably doesn't count as a career.
Right, okay, 所以 career 呢表示的是比较长期的职业职涯，如果单纯是一个打工的工作的话，就不会用这个字，只要用 job 来说就可以了。那另外我们看到呢 8 Grammy nominations. Grammy 就是美国最有名的一个音乐奖项格莱美奖，所以 nomination 则是提名的意思，虽然不一定有得奖，但是有被提名都是一种肯定。那提名的这个动词就是 nominate, N-O-M-I-N-A-T-E, nominate. 被提名什么奖项，我们可以说 be nominated as something.So Avril Lavigne was nominated as Best New Artist at the 2003 Grammys for her debut album Let Go. And that album was also nominated as Best Pop Vocal Album. The track Complicated, which we mentioned earlier, was nominated as Song of the Year. And her hit song Skater Boy, we mentioned earlier, also received the nomination for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance.
Avril really has received a lot of recognition for her hard work. The article says, in the last decade, she has topped the charts in many countries and conquered the music world. We heard the word decade there. D-E-C-A-D-E, decade, is a noun that describes a period of 10 years. So, a decade ago, I had just graduated from high school, for example.
And to top means to reach the top of something. 所以 chart 呢 ,C-H-A-R-T, 一般是图表。那么我们再说到音乐的话 ,charts 就是指排行榜。所以 top the charts 表示呢它在各个排行榜的成绩都很亮眼都名列前茅。Okay, and the article continues, she has accomplished all this by following a simple principle. Always be true to yourself.
So we just heard the word accomplish as well. A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H. Accomplish is a verb that means you succeed in doing something, especially after trying very hard to do it. Someone who wants to become an actor, for example, accomplishes their goal when they start acting regularly and becomes famous.
那么 accomplish 的名词形式则是 accomplishment, 用来指成就。例如我可以说 to be so successful at such a young age is quite an accomplishment. Accomplishment.
We also see another word in that sentence, principle. P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E. Principle is a noun and a rule or belief about what we think is right and wrong. If someone has strong ideas about how to do the right thing, then they usually have many principles that they live by.
Right. And if you listen to Avril's music, it's clear that she really does follow this principle in everything she does. Well, have you listened to some of her music, Ryan?
I have, but probably the last time I heard one of her songs was maybe like 2002, 2003, and it was Complicated and Skater Boy.
Yeah, so all the hit songs from her first album.
Yeah, I would see the music video on TV, and she would show up on like late night TV shows and play with her band.
Right.
Yeah, so that was about the last time that I really regularly heard her music.
So you haven't heard of any of her new music?
No, I didn't even know she had any new albums coming out or anything. I thought it was mostly just, you know, from like 2002.
Okay, then do you know her second album called Under My Skin?
Not really, no.
Well, it's okay. Well, that's all the time we have today, and let's move on to our For You Chat question right now.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, what feelings can music make us have?
Well, music can make us feel alive, because whether you're in great joy, great sorrow, or great anger, you can always find a song that perfectly suits the mood you're in, which completes you and reminds you that you're not alone. I think music is a very great emotional outlet.
I agree. Mm. I think music can make us feel anything, from happiness to sadness. It can make us want to dance, or remember something from the past.
Yeah.
Or even just want to get up and exercise.
Right. Music is so important in my life. I can't live without it. I listen to music all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Every day?
Every day. Every time.
Yeah, I know. Some days I'll get off work and I'll feel strange because I think, wow, I haven't listened to any music today.
Right. I can't. Yeah. I have to. I really, because actually I listen to music while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
It helped me concentrate on the things I'm doing.
Yeah, as soon as I get off work, I put in my headphones and walk home and then play music there as well.
Right, so if I ever forget to bring my headphone, I really can't get through
that
day.
You can't concentrate.
No. Yeah, and so what are some of the music that you're listening recently?
Right now, I've been listening to some alternative rock, some new stuff that's come out. Some bands.
Can you name a band?
Wild Nothing. I like them a lot.
Where are they from?
I have no idea.
Okay.
They're American.
Okay.
Somewhere in America. And Beach Fossils. Mm-hmm. I like them a lot. They're also American, I think. So they just came out with some new albums that I like a lot.
Okay. Mm. That's pretty alternative.
Yeah, it's very alternative.
They're new bands?
Yeah, fairly new.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and that's the end of today's For You Chat. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Avril Lavigne conquers the music scene.
Canadian pop singer Avril Lavigne is famous for her tomboy fashion and thick eyeliner, but she prefers to put her music ahead of her image. Fans have rewarded her focus on singing and songwriting by making her one of the most popular musicians in the world. Ever since the release of her first collection of songs in 2002 called Let Go, she has sold over 30 million albums worldwide. Although Lavigne is a pop star, she aims to be unique from other sweetheart or cookie-cutter pop singers. She sings from the heart, saying exactly what she feels. Her first hit song, Complicated, expresses how emotions can be hard to deal with. Teens love listening to Lavigne because she sings exactly what they are thinking. From the very beginning of her professional career, Lavigne has received many honors and awards, including 8 Grammy nominations. In the last decade, she has topped the charts in many countries and conquered the music world. She has accomplished all this by following a simple principle: always be true to yourself. Vocabulary Review. Reward. The woman rewarded the boy with 1,000 NT for finding her pet dog. Worldwide. KFC and McDonald's are fast food restaurants that are popular worldwide. Express. The man bought some roses to express his love for his beautiful wife. Career. My parents want me to have a career in medicine or law. Decade. The 921 earthquake happened more than one decade ago. Accomplish. Frank accomplished his goal of getting good grades by studying hard.